Praise the Lord. We're so glad that you tuned in today to be a part of our teaching here. And we ask God to bless you and to just anoint you to receive it. God, anoint men and women to receive the word of truth. And God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, anoint our lips to speak. And we know your word will not come back void. Now grant this thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Today I want to teach on a subject that comes out of 2 Timothy in chapter 1, verse 7, a sound mind. Here are these words we find. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, we, as we walk in God, God enlightens our mind and God directs us. And through all the understanding that I've ever received from the Word of God, God will direct us in the right direction. And he will not lead you to do stupid things. He will not lead you to do unlearned things. And a lot of people today have took meth and they've took drugs and tranquilizers. They've took pain pills. They've took narcotics, Oxycontin or whatever. And they've took so much stuff that they no longer have a clear mind to think. You've got to clean the cobwebs out, if you please. You've got to get a clear mind. Amen. Now, in Titus, in the second chapter, in verse 6, he tells us we got to have a sober mind. Amen. A lot of people talk about being drunk, and you can be drunk not just from wine or in excess, not from beer or alcohol, but you can be drunken from the cares of life. You can be caught up so much in the world and so much in the cares of life and so much in the workings of the flesh that you don't have a sober mind anymore. Nehemiah talked about in the fourth chapter in verse 6, a people that had a mind to work. And I find that today, that it's hard to find somebody who's got a mind to work. I get out and do a lot of things that people say, well, you know, you as a bishop, a doctor of the gospel, you know, you shouldn't have to be doing those things. Well, I do them before I, you know, have to try to coax somebody into doing them. Amen. I won't see somebody with a willing mind. I've got stuff that needs to be done in the kingdom of God. And people say, well, I can't find nothing to do. But you give them something to do and they look like you're seeing a ghost. But got to be as the man there in Nehemiah. You know, they didn't even, what was it? They only took her clothes off to wash them, and they went continuous. Amen. They had a mind to work. Isaiah in 26 and 13, it tells us about perfect peace. Amen. A mind is stayed upon the Lord. You can't be out here with your mind on every kind of evil imagination. You can't be caught up in everything in the world's going on in the world and have a peaceful mind. But if you get your mind upon the Lord, you can have peace. I have the greatest peace that I've ever had in my life. And I heard a man say one time, he was 55, and he said he wouldn't be any younger because he'd arrived at a point that he'd learned to, you know, have peace of mind. Well, I'm 65, be 66 my birthday, and I have to say I wouldn't go back and be 30 again. It'd be good, maybe, you know, if I knew what I knew now and could take it back and at 30 accomplish greater things. But as a whole, I don't want to go back to that because I have arrived at a place in God that I got a peace of mind, and I'm satisfied waiting on the Lord. If I have to wait on him, I've learned to be content in whatsoever state that he's placed me in, and so that's where I be. Amen. Luke in the 12th chapter in verse 29 goes on to say, neither be ye of a double mind. God tells us throughout the word, a man that's of a double mind is unstable in all his ways, and let not that man think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. So we can't be double-minded and get in with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, in the same mind. He instructs us as the body of Christ. We got to be in the same mind. How can, you know, two walk together unless they agree? We have got to be, as a body of believers, in the same mind. One can't be pulling this way and one pulling another way. We've got to be all in the same mind, in the same spirit. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, we've got to have the mind of Christ. Now, boy, this is powerful. Amen. We, as children of God, we have to take on and earn the mind of Christ. Amen. You know, the Bible, he said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And let this same mind be in you that was in Christ. Amen. I've had people tell me all my life, Brother Goad, you think too big. Amen. I don't think I think big enough. I think you got to think that which God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, all above all we ask or think, according to the power of God that works within us. So I don't think I think big enough, because God thinks even beyond that. Amen. In 2 Corinthians, in the 8th chapter in verse 12, must be first a willing mind. Amen. This is acceptable. The Bible tells me it is acceptable before the Lord and unto the Lord. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can lead somebody to the altar, drag them to the altar, scare them to the altar, but you can't make them pray and serve God. They got to be willing to receive God and willing to just allow the truth to do the work that's in their life. 2 Corinthians in the 13th chapter in verse 11, be there again, be of one mind. That's kind of close to 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, being of the same mind, but we got to be of one mind and of one accord. We got to be in agreement with the Spirit, with God, and with our fellow man if we're going to work together in the kingdom of God and we're going to see anything accomplished. Amen. A lot of churches, they jealousy, backbiting, fighting, and fussing and feuding and everything else going on, and wonder why they don't have a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we get in, I read and study out the Word, and everywhere the Spirit of God moved throughout the book of Acts, we find they were in one mind and one accord. On the day of Pentecost, they was on one mind and one accord. You're going to have to get in one mind and one accord if you see God move. Well, a lot of preachers don't want to move in the Spirit of God. Amen. I know for a fact that some are dead against it. They won't have it. They don't want the gifts moving, because if a gift goes to moving, it's going to uncover their sin. I know we went to a church one time when my children were small many years ago, and we had in 3 weeks almost 100 souls saved and numerous filled with the Spirit of God. And the preacher, the gifts got to working in the church, and the preacher just went haywire. He got up and shut the revival down. Well, I told the overseer he needed to go up there and check that church out. I believe something was going on. Well, about the last night of the revival, God revealed. He had a kid to come up, stand up in the Spirit, and begin to prophesy and look that preacher right in the face and tell him what he was doing. Now, you know, if he'd have used an adult, somebody said, well, they might have dreamed that up. But this was a small kid, and people know they didn't dream it up. You know what? He was sleeping with the clerk of the church, and it had been going on for years, and they were stealing money out of the church, him and the clerk, and it was just a mess. Amen. But God gave a revival because the people prayed, but, you know, they had to do something with that crooked, corrupt preacher because he was in sin. But preachers that got lustful eye, preachers that got women and men problem alike, because it falls both ways, preachers that's just full of lust and sin, they don't want no gifts moving in their services. They don't want nobody talking in tongues and somebody getting interpretation. They put a lid on that, and they try to hold it down to what they do and what they control. Now, the Bible said the spirit of the prophet subject unto the prophet. Amen. I'm not saying you get something you can't control, but I'm telling you that the spirit that you've got, amen, it's subject, and you know, God's not going to do something off the wall or something crazy. Amen. But a lot of these preachers, they feel if they don't have total control, they're not going to let it happen. Amen. You got to back out of the way and let God have control. Amen. Now then, there again, like I say, we got to be in one accord. Philippians 1 and 27, in one spirit with one mind. Philippians 2 and 2, being of one accord and of one mind. Numerous places in the Word of God this is mentioned. Amen. in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 27, mind of the Spirit. Amen. You know, who can know the mind of the Spirit unless it be the Spirit of God? That's the reason you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Spirit of God. Then in Romans 11 and 34, mind of the Lord. Amen. Very important that we have the absolute mind of the Lord in anything we go to do. I tell people, they say, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to wait on God till I get in instructions. Till we've got one of our preachers overseas that wants to head up something over there. And he's worried me to death with letters and want me to answer him back. And I've just let it alone for weeks. And today, I got just a little word from the Lord about talking to him about it and what to do about it. And that's the way I do things. I don't just jump up and do the first thing somebody suggests, because it's a good possibility it will not be God. 1 Peter 3 and 8, be ye all of one mind. This is what he's saying to the kingdom, to the church, all the saints of God, let's be of one mind. Then in Philippians in chapter 2, And this comes out of verse 5 and verse 6. Let this mind be in you, amen. And that's the same mind, according to the word of God, that was in Christ Jesus, amen. Let this mind, amen. Don't have some other contrary mind, but have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, and have this mind in you, and you'll see something go on. Amen. That's verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, and we've mentioned this before, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. And then in James, in the first chapter of James, we're going to pick up in verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask of faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the waves of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he will receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. So we got to have the mind of Christ. We got to have that true Spirit of God within us. And we've got to have the truth. And if we have these things, then God can move in our lives, and God can be victorious in everything we go to do. We're not going to accomplish anything if we're double-minded. We're not going to accomplish anything in the church if everybody's got a different idea and everybody's pulling the different way. We got to come to the place that we prefer our brother before ourselves. We got to come to the place that we seek for God's will and God's Spirit to move. God can do things that we can't even begin to accomplish. And we've got to be willing to work. I've labored in God's vineyards for many years, and we built churches all over the world. We have 47 Bible colleges worldwide. I didn't get them by my wisdom. I got them by being obedient to God and working in his kingdom and his vineyard. I worked in his kingdom and his vineyard, and I done the things that he told me to do. I was faithful in the small things, and he blessed me in greater things. And I don't count myself to be anything. He that is within me is the all in all. His mind in me and the mind of Christ is what has been able to enable me to accomplish the things. And I feel just like a beginner. Of the things that God needs done and wants done. And I'm like Isaiah, here I am, God, send me, use me. I'm willing to go, I'm willing to stay, I'm willing to do whatever the Lord so leads or chooses for me to do. I want to be in one mind, one accord with Christ, with God, and the Spirit, and all things will be done through and for the edification of the body of Christ. So God grant it in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Lord, Let men and women here today receive of you, and let those people that, Lord, that's troubled in mind, let them know they can have a sound mind. Let them get off of tranquilizers and drugs and Oxycontin and meth and every kind of other thing that they're taking. And just let them come clean to you and have a sober mind, amen, a mind willing to work and an obedient mind within them that they can accomplish things in you. God, save, deliver, set free, heal. Lord, the blinded eyes, the deaf ears, to cause the lame to walk, cure cancers, kidney problems, whatever is before you today, whatever those listeners are bringing before you and lifting up, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you in the next teaching.